Be anything you want at Lambeth College. Enrol now.
Ever wanted to know what it's like to go flying through the air on a dirt bike for a living? Watch our series chronicling the journey of one man, one bike, and candid interviews with some of his paramedic friends. Tonight on the Extreme Summer Sports Network.
Back to the old to-do list again. Let's see. Climb Mount Everest? Done. Snorkeling with the dolphins off the east coast of Australia? Done. Skydiving in Borneo? Yep, that's checked off too. Barreling over Niagara Falls? Nah, too risky. How about discovering a land of lost caverns in the highlands of Costa Rica? Easily trek to view scenic wonders of beauty and mystery. Ancient, unexplored caverns await. Hey Alice, what do you think of this?
Why just travel when you can adventure travel? Call us today to book your next out-of-this-world thrill-seeker vacation.
Test 1. You will hear a number of different recordings and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have the chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to section 1. Lenny looked timidly over to him.
George?
Yeah, what you want? Where are we going, George?
The little man jerked down the brim of his hat and scowled over at Lenny.
So you forget that already, did you? I gotta tell you again, do I? You're a crazy idiot.
I forgot,
Lenny said softly.
I tried not to forget. Honest to God, I did, George.
Okay. I'll tell you again. I ain't got nothing to do. Might just as well spend all my time telling you things and then you forget 'em. And I tell you again.
I tried and tried,
said Lenny.
But it didn't do no good. I remember about the rabbits, George.
It was very early in the morning. The streets clean and deserted. I was walking to the station. As I compared the tower clock with my watch, I realized it was already much later than I had thought. I had to hurry. The shock of this discovery made me unsure of the way. I did not yet know my way very well in this town. Luckily, a policeman was nearby. I ran up to him and breathlessly asked him the way. He smiled and said,
"From me, you want to know the way?"
Yes, I said, since I cannot find it myself.
Give it up,
he said, and turned away with a sudden jerk, like people who want to be alone with their laughter.